I am Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is Tech Central Show, the technology business podcast, also known as TCS. TCS is brought to you in collaboration with MTN Business. Go to mtnbusiness.co.za to check out their products and services, and we thank them for partnering with the show. My guest today sits at the helm of one of South Africa's leading independent fintechs, boasting a large footprint in the informal economy. Lincoln Mali is CEO for Southern Africa at Lesaka Technologies. Lincoln, good day and welcome.
Thanks for having me, Nkosinathi.
It's a pleasure. Lincoln, for those of our viewers who don't know who Lesaka Technologies is, could you give an overview of the company and the services that you offer?
We are the leading fintech in Southern Africa, which has got a presence in the consumer market, where we serve the underserved, mainly social grant beneficiaries. And then we are in the merchant space, where we provide VAS, credit, payments, data analytics, and so on. So we're quite a diverse organization and serves a number of markets, but the most dominant piece is the informal market.
Okay, excellent. Lincoln, you recently, very recently actually released your fourth quarter and end of year results for the 2024 year. And the company is actually in the midst of a turnaround.
Yes.
So could you speak to how those results how your results are going?
Because this has been a pleasing set of results. And I guess for me, who's been in the job now for 3 years, when I walked in, we were burning about 500 million rands of cash.
Jeez.
In these results, we're announcing that we are generating more than 500 million rands of cash.
Yes.
We were a profit, we were a loss-making company from a profit point of view. Mm. We were announcing these results, a 55% growth in EBITDA to 691 million rands. We were also announcing 11% growth in our revenue, and that we now hit operating income for the first time in 5 years.
Yes.
So it's been a very pleasing set of results.
Mm. So let's look at the different divisions now. You did say you have a consumer division as well as a merchant division. How did the consumer division do? Let's start with that.
The consumer division did very, very well.
Yes.
This was the loss-making business.
Yes.
Now it's done very well. And we're quite pleased with it. Amazing turnaround, almost 361% growth in EBITDA year on year.
Yes.
And the performances within the businesses, within consumer, have also been good. Mm. If I look at our growth in accounts and our transaction accounts, growing by 21%. Mm. If I look at our growth in our funeral plan, growing at 32%. Growth in our lending at 31%.
Yes.
So overall, very good. If I look at our ARPU, moving from 80 rands per month to 90 rands per month.
Okay.
And really, it's been a huge turnaround from where we started three years ago.
You did say that part of the business is dominated by SASSA customers. How has the high interest rate environment affected that band of consumer?
It's been a remarkable resilient business, that mm-hmm. one, because over the last 3 years, our loan loss ratio has remained below 6%.
Okay.
Throughout the 3 years I've been in the role,
yes.
whilst the book has grown,
mm.
whilst the number of customers have grown,
mm.
it's incredible that we've been able to lend into that market 1.7 billion rands,
mm.
right? That's the reality. We are able to lend about 90,000 loans a month.
Jeez.
To customers in that base.
Yes.
And so for us, it indicates what we've always believed, that financial inclusion is about giving people access to products and services that they may not have got before because of a number of reasons.
Yes.
But when they get those products and services,
yes.
the way they respond to those services is that book has performed better than most books in the market.
Jeez.
Given what has happened in the economy over the last 2-3 years.
Mm.
So for us, it's been pleasing that we've been able to prove the theory about financial inclusion
yes.
and our customers have responded very positively.
Excellent. So it suggests that market is actually using credit quite responsibly. And I know that your competition, especially in the informal space, you know, are your Mashonisas and loan sharks, essentially. And so by giving these formal products, you're actually giving people an opportunity to, one, formalize their lending, and two, use credit responsibly.
Absolutely. If we look at some of the use cases of why people use our credit, yes. School fees,
yes.
It's renovation the house, starting a small little spaza, you know, buying tomatoes and sell next to the house, and all of those things are part of what people do. Of course, there are people who add to their monthly grant and make sure that the loan helps them.
Yes.
But for us, operating within the National Credit Act,
yes.
Operating under the National Credit Regulator is the answer.
Yes.
We think that if more players were to be able to come in and offer credible, transparent, reliable credit,
yes.
It would blow the Mashonisas and microlenders,
yes.
Who are unscrupulous out of the water,
yes.
Because people can then access much more fair, transparent, and responsible credit.
I think let's use this credit conversation now to jump to the merchant side,
yes.
Because interestingly, you have a point of sale terminals,
yes.
Sitting at merchants,
yes.
And this actually plays an important role in your lending process. Could
yes.
You tell us about that?
So we've got two businesses that do lending in the merchant space.
Yes.
The first one is where we will have a vault,
yes.
In a, let's say, an engine,
yes.
Garage,
yes.
Or a spa,
yes.
Shop, or okay, shop, whatever, mm-hmm. An owner has. So we see all the transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the money hits the till,
mm-hmm.
It goes to the vault and it's immediately digitized.
Okay.
So from a cash flow point of view, it's everything to a retailer or a merchant, because they don't have to wait for the cash in transit car to come, collect the money, go collect it, then give them value after a day or whatever.
Yes.
They get immediate value.
Yes.
But for us, we also are able to see the flows.
Yes.
And then because we're able to see the flows, we're able to make credit decisions.
Uh-huh.
And we're able to extend up to 5 million rands within 24 hours,
okay.
Right, to a credit. And we've been able to win one of the prizes as one of the best lenders in that environment.
Yes.
So that's something that we're quite excited about.
Yeah.
The second aspect is with the spaza shops.
Yes.
So we started a lending product there, using the data that's on the transactions in the POS device.
Yes.
And so we're able to advance credit on that basis.
Mm.
That product was doing very well, but we felt that there were some tweaks we needed to make. So we pulled it. So we reflect that in our last year results,
yes.
that's something that we pulled, because we're always experimenting.
Yes.
We're putting it back in this financial year,
yes.
With some caveats. But the overall message is that data analytics is fundamental in this market. We can use technology and data to cross a lot of the hurdles that we've had before.
Yes.
Now, there's a third element that we bring into the discussion, which is we acquired a business called TouchSides. TouchSides is an amazing data analytics company that was originally with Heineken.
Okay.
So it gives real-time data and to all the transactions that are taking place in about 10,000 licensed taverns.
Oh, wow.
So it gives us an entry into a vertical that we were not strong in.
Yes.
But also it gives access to other players who want to play in the informal sector to have real-time data about what is happening in that informal market.
Yes.
So that is something that we are now going to use in all of our businesses to get real-time data on transactions that are taking place in the environment.
Oh, wow. Excellent. So Lincoln, now that the interest rate cutting cycle has begun, how do you see this boding for your businesses?
We think it's very positive, especially for our merchant businesses, because we made sure that we maintained the quality of our book. We didn't lend as much as we would have wanted in that merchant space, because obviously a merchant in that space was hit by high interest rates, load shedding, and all of those challenges. Now that all of those are a thing of the past.
Yes.
It gives us an opportunity because a lot of businesses are now saying, we've got confidence. Yes. We can renovate our business. Yes. We can get more stock and all of that. Mm-hmm. And we think that's the right time for us to lend more into that space. So we're quite buoyant about our possibilities to lend in that macro environment.
Going forward. Going back to the digitization conversation, yes. How do you see the growth of digitization in the informal sector?
I think it's important first to recognize that cash remains dominant and big in that market.
Yes.
And will be for a while.
Yes.
But we think that there are things that are happening in our business and things that are happening in the regulatory space that are going to change that over time. Okay. So let me start with the things that are happening in our business. When we're working with spaza owners, you know, they have a wallet and then they have to top up the wallet. 3 years ago, they would have topped up that wallet. Everything they would have done, they would have done cash.
Okay.
Now we're starting to see them using digital means to be able to top up, right? Yes. Secondly, when we're looking at the growth in our card business, right, year on year, we've seen a growth of 30% of card in that environment because people are also starting to say, I can use my debit card or I could use cash for even low transactions. Those are things that are happening. Just imagine, 3 years ago, almost everyone was doing social grants, was getting it through cash in an open felt. And we felt that's demeaning. Imagine if all of us at month end, we have to go to the parking lot to get our salaries.
Yes.
But it's about moving data. So people now can get their grant in a card or of any bank.
Yes.
Right? So those people are now saying, I can go to a point of sale.
Yes.
Right, and pay, or I can get cash at the point of sale, or I can draw my money in an ATM.
Yes.
That is changing the environment, and people are starting to use digital processes.
Yes.
What we try and do is we want to be available for you when you want cash, when you be available for you when you want digital.
Yes.
So we don't juxtapose the two. Okay. We want to be with people on that journey of digitization.
Yes.
At a macro level, there are some fascinating changes that are being mooted by the Reserve Bank. Some of those changes will help the digitization of the economy in the country. One, they are trying to bring in non-banks into the payment system so that a non-bank player can settle and clear without needing a bank.
Okay.
That's a profound thing to happen.
Yes.
Secondly, with things like PayShop, they are looking at lowering the cost of transaction so that more money can flow in the economy.
Yes.
Thirdly, they are mooting the ability to pay in any form factor, whether it's QR code or pay cash or whatever.
Yes.
It should be easier for people.
Yes.
So when these things happen, you will start to see fintechs like us being more innovative.
Yes.
This has happened in Brazil. This has happened in India and other markets where the volume of transactions has grown. And it is those smaller value transactions that a small merchant might not have taken card transactions before because they thought, oh, this is expensive.
Yes.
But now they realize that their own clients might want to pay cash or might want to pay with a card. All of that is moving in the right direction. So we think that the future of digitization is going to be a very positive one.
Okay. Lincoln, Lesaka is not just looking at South Africa. I mean, you are aiming to be the leader in Southern Africa.
Yes,
and acquisitions are part of your strategy. I think you're concluding a Adumo at the moment. Tell me, when you acquire, do you keep this business working as its own brand as it was? Or do you actually, you know, absorb it and rebrand it to your...
One of the things we look at is our culture is entrepreneurial. We never want to be a big corporate.
Okay.
I never want to have this head office, that mindset. Or the mindset that we've acquired somebody, you know, we own them and whatever.
Yes.
So we spend a lot of time also on the culture and the partners that we bring on board, that we buy, they buy into our story,
yes,
and we buy into their story. And we think that combined, we can make something bigger.
Yes.
So an acquisition that we make has to be EBITDA accretive, right?
Okay.
Two, it's going to add scale to our business and add more products or solution sets for us,
yes,
and add a bit of geography.
Yes.
So therefore, in those conversations, we always say it is important that the customer is facing a brand that they can relate to.
Mm.
Because that's the important thing. The brand Lesaka is important for our staff. All of our staff in the Lesaka brand are part of the Lesaka family.
Yes.
But the brand that we go to market with, yes, might be Kazang. Uh-huh. It might be EasyPay Everywhere.
Yes.
It might be Adumo. We must make rational decisions about what matters to the customer,
okay,
not ego-driven decisions about who's more important and
yes,
all of that. Right?
Yes.
So added to that is the issue of the geography spread. We think that there is a bigger market out of beyond South Africa.
Mm.
When we started the journey 3 years ago, the story was fix the then consumer business.
Yes.
Fix the South African business.
Yes.
We think that that fix is now done.
Mm.
We can now grow within South Africa organically.
Mm. Yes.
And we can grow within South Africa and beyond inorganically as well.
Yes.
And that is why we are looking at possible bolt-on acquisitions that we can make, mm-hmm, either on the merchant side or on the consumer side. Or we can be looking at also transformative acquisitions,
mm,
like the Connect acquisition was to us and the Adumo transaction is. Those, yeah, are two transformative, yes, transactions. So, mm, depending on what we find,
yes,
and whether it fits the criteria, because we've got a very tough capital allocations committee,
yes,
that has remained the same since 2021,
yes,
and they want to make sure that there's value add and we are able to buy assets that will add value to shareholders.
Mm. Talking about adding value, Lesaka is listed both on the JSE, I think that's your secondary listing,
yes,
and on the NASDAQ as your primary listing.
Yes.
I imagine that the requirements for that primary listing are quite onerous.
Yes.
And given the exchange rate, not cheap.
Yes.
What is the rationale for listing on that particular bourse?
You know, when we started the journey, this was something that we scratched our heads on a lot, because we had to deal with this issue that we were a small organization, given the challenges we'd been through, and we were trying to grow. And at that level, it looked as if this listing is outsized the size,
yes,
of the actual business, mm, and the size of the opportunity.
Mm.
But we had shareholders that had foresight,
okay,
that said, this will be a growth story.
Okay.
We will grow this business. I remember getting a call when I was working at Standard Bank from a guy with a strange name. His name was Ali Mazandarani, and he, yes, sold me this dream. And obviously, when I got to the business, there was a lot to fix.
Yes.
Now that we've been able to fix that,
mm,
Ali luckily has now come into the organization as, yes, our executive chair,
yes,
to drive that growth. Right.
Yes.
Now, if you think about how we've acquired Adumo,
mm,
we've acquired Adumo largely using our shares.
Yes.
Because, you know, shareholders who were shareholders of Adumo,
yes,
saw a growth story in Lesaka,
yes,
and wanted to be part
of that,
of that story. And we could now use our script,
yes,
right, to buy, mm, an organization like
Adumo.
Like Adumo. Mm. So I think now it now makes more sense.
Yes.
It will now make us to have access to flows of capital.
Yes.
You know, in markets way beyond South Africa.
Africa, yes.
So at the beginning,
yes,
it was tough,
yes,
but there was a vision,
yes,
that we will be a natural consolidator in this,
yes,
market. We will be the largest fintech in Southern Africa.
Mm.
it didn't look like it 3 years ago when we started.
Yes.
But now,
yeah.
With the acquisition of Adumo,
yes.
that will become a reality.
This is it seems to me akin to buying a child shoes that are slightly bigger.
Absolutely.
Saying, are they going to grow into
Absolutely.
It? You know?
That was the vision
yes.
that was there. I think our shareholders and the people that put together the strategy
yes.
before we joined,
yes.
They put the strategy together in 2020. Mm. When I joined in 2021, that vision was very clear.
Mm.
But we needed to do a lot to realize, the foundations of that vision. We're now implementing that vision from a growth point of view.
Okay. So, Lincoln, we are looking, if I ask you for the next 5 years, that's 2029, looking to 2030, let's say, and the fintech space, what do you and Lesaka see happening in the Southern African region?
It's interesting that the latest studies reveal that Africa is going to be the fastest growth environment for fintech as compared to other markets. So that tells us we're in the right space.
Yes.
Secondly, when we look at market caps in a period of 10 years, and you look at incumbent banks mm-hmm. versus fintechs,
yes.
fintechs would have been 3% or so in Brazil. Now they are double-digit number in Brazil.
Okay.
You go to Egypt, the same picture
yes.
arises. And you go to Nigeria,
yes.
the same picture arises. In South Africa, that picture is only 5%.
Okay.
Because these changes I was talking about that are coming from the regulator
yes.
have not taken shape.
Okay.
If you picture forward in an environment where we can now play in that payment space
yes.
as fintechs, I see fintechs taking a bigger market share
mm.
from incumbent banks because the innovation is going to come from the fintechs.
Yes.
The latest technology, the data analytics will come from the fintechs.
Yes.
So for us, this is the right space to be in. So
yes.
if we project 5 years from now, we see huge growth in the fintech space. We see more digitization mm. of the economy. We see the lowering of transaction costs, and we see huge transaction volumes that will be processed by fintechs like ourselves and other players in that merchant or acquiring space.
Okay, excellent, Lincoln. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Your
Thank
time
you for having
for an
us.
Interesting story.
Appreciate it.
All right, that is Lincoln Madi, CEO of Lesaka Technologies, Southern Africa, for Tech Central Show.